That's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy is back in the building. What's going on, y'all? Man, I hope y'all having a great weekend, because I'm having a great weekend, and that's because I'm fit, so I'm blessed. I'm on another podcast, so I'm blessed. I had another bomb workout today, so I'm blessed. My brain's working, so I'm blessed. I gotta do this all day, but listen, I'm having a great weekend, so we're gonna have a great episode. But anyway, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with some corny red headphones on, with some corny sunglasses on indoors? Look like he need a shape up. I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button for that ninja right there. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. Listen, if you don't want to be held accountable, if you don't want to hear the truth, if you get offended easily, this ain't the podcast for you. If y'all in here trying to tell me how to spread my message, I need to move differently, then you don't like how I do things, then this ain't the podcast for you. It's a soft trainer and a soft podcast out for you, but this ain't that right here. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the playback gang. I know they gonna hit the like button too. So with all that being said, man, I really don't have any messages or any rants to go on today, but you know, it's the usual people in my comments bitching, you know, people sending me DMs on the side. Yeah, you need to change your message. Oh no, I do have a rant. Hold up, I just thought about something. Y'all ninjas come in my DM. Listen, man, when it comes to getting fit, when it comes to getting in shape, it doesn't matter whether you single, married, man, woman, the same principles apply. So if I make a comment about married men and I don't happen to be married, it does not mean my information doesn't apply to the married man. Don't come in my comments bitching, talking about, oh yeah, you need to sit this one out. You ain't never. Ninja, I done helped plenty married men and women. What are you talking about, bruh? So then the dude unfollow me. He's a big back trainer on top of that. So he unfollowed me and removed me as a follower for him. Now, I post something the other day. Now he in my comments showing love. Nah, brother, keep that same energy. Stay over there. You unfollowed me. Don't come back on my page commenting trying to show love. Because you know you was acting emotional. You know you was acting emotional. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. I'm killing y'all already. Wicked Scorpion, what up? The black version of Blob is crazy. Why he got his hands up? Hey, man, I'm just trying to get a little creative with the thumbnails, man. Wicked Scorpion said he was buying sticks of butter for Suge Knight. All right. Paul's no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
The Boogie Down Bronx is in the house. What's up, everybody? Mark Carter, what's going on? All up through this bitch. Seth, what's going on? Tasha, what up? Marsha, what up? Nikki Harris, what up? Why the thumbnail look like Precious saying her fupa big?
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
That mean y'all like the thumbnail, so I'm doing it right. That's what I want, man. I love it. I love it. Snake and baby oil to Diddy. Y'all need to shut up, man. Steph, what's going on? Shout out to Steph. Wicked Scorpion was in the premium room with Meek Mill. All right, y'all. With Meek Mill and Diddy and Diddy a D. Oh, and they were going Goku. All right. Y'all are wildin'. Nikki Harris, appreciate the super chat. Thanks for the content and the laughs. And there's more content and laughs where that came from. Your boy working hard, so I extra appreciate it. All right, y'all. If your girl signed you up for DoorDash and Uber Eats on your only day off, don't watch the podcast. Damn. SAG, what up? My brother, nice job on the hoop, unk. Hey, boy, your boy C. Marty used to hoop for real, man. Lizzie, what's going on, man? Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, first video. Y'all going to love this one. Testosterone is low and estrogen is high. Let's check it out. Fellas, we took another L today. Fellas, starting off with an L. Starting off the podcast with another L. Let's check it out.
I put my titty in the camera.
He said, I'm going to put my titty in the camera.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that.
My bad. I put my titty in the camera.
Come on, fellas. Come on, fellas. Fellas, we got to do better.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
There's no excuse for this, man. This right here is a bad lifestyle.
Nope.
A lot of beer drinking.
Nope.
And a lot of eating, a lot of bullshit.
Nope.
Buffalo Wild Wings and similar things. I keep telling y'all, fellas, we were not made to be built like that and have them boobs. Man. I mean, this right here is ridiculous. And we at the point now where we're just laughing at it. Now, I know I'm not that old, but I feel like back in the 80s or something, maybe this wouldn't have been laughed at.
Nope.
Maybe men wouldn't have taken pride in this. But we got men taking pride and having boobs and being happy about this shit. I'm gonna put my titty in the camera. This is getting ridiculous, fellas.
I put my titty in the camera.
This is ridiculous. Listen, man, like I always tell y'all, you out here confusing the babies. You got your son thinking he with his mom and he with the dad. He trying to get breastfed. Fellas, come on, man. Why don't we take pride in what we look like, man? We got grown men demonizing men who want to look like grown men. Make it make sense. And I'm going to show you how they demonize grown men on the next video. But this right here is just, you haven't been working any type of chest muscles. I bet you he could barely do 10 push-ups straight. I bet you I know 20 women that could do more push-ups than him. I'm sure that boy can't do a pull-up. I mean, fellas, what the fuck is going on? And y'all sitting here wondering why we getting a...
No Diddy, you know?
Crisis. Because I don't know one woman that woke up and said they want their husband to look like that. And any woman that's telling you that, fellas, is lying. And me and other fit men in the background like this.
Got him! Got him!
She straight up lied to you, bro. Don't listen to the propaganda. Fellas, get in shape. That shit ain't cute. Ain't nothing cool about it. Ask a little boy if he want to look like that when he grow up, and he's going to say,
nope.
And I'm killing y'all on this first video, and it's only the beginning of the episode. Let's keep this podcast going. Hit the like button. Hey, fellas, that right there is pitiful, man. I can't believe this is where we are in society. It was right. Oh, you was eating. My bad, bro. My bad, Marsha. My bad, Nikki Harris. This must be the guy you seen. Y'all crazy. Stephanie said, hell.
Nope.
Gyno Central, yuck. Way too comfortable being big. Yeah, that's another thing, man. Folks is just comfortable being big, bro. That shit ain't okay. Bro, ain't nobody trying to see your single mother titties. So I'm going to put my titty in the camera. He probably should get that checked out. That's definitely diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension. My medical folks, what else is that a sign of? You know, it's a sign of all of that. Make that a sound. hold on. He's wrong when he said my titty in the camera. Hold on, let me see that again. I gotta look at that again. Hold up, I got you, bro.
I put my titty in the camera.
All right, I got you, bro. Let me make that a sound. Let me put that in my sound folder. Put that over here in my sound folder. All right. The baby tried to get milk, but all they got was man hair. Hell no to the no. Estrogen through the roof. Oh yeah, condolences to Nikki again, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going, bro. Alright, so like I said, man, they try to make fellas feel like if you fit, it's a bad thing. But if you in shape, like my man, let me put my titty in the camera. It's okay. So here's a prime example of fit guys and the shit they got to deal with, including myself. I'm sure Tune dealt with it too, but obviously Tune ain't on the episode to share. But this is the type of shit fit guys got to deal with, man. Let's check it out.
A gay man's body. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, hold on, my bad. So this first comment, somebody comments on this video. He's responding. He said, dude has a gay man's body. Obviously, you can see the dude. He got hella muscles, right? Strong dude. And somebody say he has a gay man's body. So let's keep it
going. Bro got a gay man's body. I don't even know what that means, brother. I'm a bodybuilder. I work out. I take care of myself. And yeah.
Not saying you got to be a bodybuilder, fellas.
If, you know, I'm friends with everyone, you know, gay, lesbian, straight, you know, freaking blacks.
No diddy, you know.
Spanish, white, Asian.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
you know, every religion, it doesn't matter what people are. As long as they're respectful and cool to me, I'm respectful and cool to them. I don't judge people off of their religion or orientation or anything of that nature. That's childish. And just because you may find me attractive, here's you, you know, don't mean you have to call me, say I have a gay man.
And it be the dudes that look like this talking the most shit. It be the dudes like this talking the most shit who can't do 10 dips and 10 pull-ups.
Nope.
It's body. I take care of myself, you know, and I think I'm a little rugged, if anything. But that being said, obviously you're projecting your own insecurities.
Facts.
You know, I think my physique's great. I think it could improve. And yeah, I love bodybuilding, really. You know, I do wear Speedo and stand up and flex, but... That doesn't mean I swing that way. I have 5 kids. You know, I've always had girlfriends, and I just like the sport of building up my body and hitting my potential. Peace, love, and happiness, brother.
Hey, man, shout out to this guy here. You got to stand up to the bullshit, man. And before I, you know, comment directly on this video, a lot of people get on me and say, well, why are you worried about their opinions? Why they don't know you in real life. Why are you responding? Nah, listen, man. You got to cut this shit out. You got to let people know that it ain't okay to fuck with you. You got to let people know what type of time it is. And these type of people need to get checked. Now, people always going to talk shit. So I can't rebuttal everybody. But statements need to be made because shit is getting out of hand.
Nope.
And somebody can learn from it. And you could help somebody by rebuttaling this shit, right? Anyway, back to this. So if this is a gay man's body.
No diddy, you know.
The dude that said this.
I can't unbake my back.
And the dude that said this.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Dudes built like whole aunties and grandmas out here. That's not a gay man's body. Dudes out here eating whole barbecues.
It's barbecue in there.
But that's not a gay man's body. A man who's showing some form of masculinity, going there, lifting weights, consistency, discipline. He got 5 kids. I'm sure he's a leader. I don't know if he's married or has a girlfriend or whatever. That's not a man. So what is a man's body? I really want to know. Because if you go back to the Roman Empire, you go back to the Asian Wars, you go back to any ancient time where Greek gods, where dudes was fighting and battling, they was built like kings. The military, a lot of military guys in shape. I know not as much in 2025, but traditionally military guys are in shape, built a certain way, professional athletes, guys that are men's men in the top tier shape, low body fat, super strong as an ox. Those are gay men's bodies. Okay. All right. And this is the shit I'm talking about, man. Guys be so insecure, they act like straight little bitches.
Nope.
And they gonna tell you some shit like that to make you feel bad about yourself. Fellas, don't let no idiots throw you off of your game. Because it was a girl in the gym today. She was just talking about how dudes come up to her and tell her she got too much muscles, but they be having hips and ass. Pause, no ditty.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past crazy. Pause, man.
You got more hips than Aunt Sydney from up the street, and you telling me I'm built like a gay man.
No ditty, you know?
Make it make sense. Go ask a woman, what's your preferred body type on a man? She going to say fit and athletic, more likely than not. Or some dude that resembles an athlete or some form of strength, but now it's built like a gay man's body.
Nope.
Make this shit make sense, man. Hey, y'all got to cut this bullshit out, bro. And y'all ain't going to make me feel bad for speaking up on it. And I'm going to continue to speak up on it. And I'm going to continue killing y'all on this podcast. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Shit crazy, bro. I think being soft and squishy and full of estrogen is more of a gay man's body. Shut the fuck up.
First of all, pause.
Absolutely.
Yo, that's passive.
Absolutely. Pause, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Why bro in the picture missing half his beard? I don't know. He need to.
Shut up, bitch.
Dude was doing the duck face in that profile pic. Absolutely. Of course, it's a Temu Paul Wall talking trash. That hater who said that must have a gay man's body. He definitely look a little.
No diddy, you know.
That's King Tolo, by the way. Dude is awesome. Yeah, he seemed like a great content creator. It's a flex. He's a father with 5 kids and a woman, and still looking jacked in shape, as opposed to having a big pot belly with a heart condition. Facts. The irony is, the men who are the most out of shape are the ones who were judging him for staying. Exactly. That Timo looking ass ninja was hating is one of those dudes that tried to fight the gorilla and lost. Dude probably finds that bodybuilder attractive, and that's his way of flirting. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Hey, yo. It's not like he's out here in leggings with the camera facing their cheeks like your boy. Hey, yo. Hey, leave that man alone, bro. Women with muscles over BBLs and surgery all day. You know I agree with that. Absolutely. And the men saying that she has too much muscles for them probably wear a size C or size D cup bra. Oh, of course. But just straight built like a woman.
No diddy, you know.
Built like a big mama, your arm. Built like a...
My leg went out.
Built like a...
My back pregnant.
Built like all of that. Built like a... Oh, my bad. Built like a...
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
I've been told I'm too muscular and too skinny. I'm 5'2", 130 pounds, 19% body fat. I'm fit and over 45. It's always the ones built like aunties who talk shit. It's just crazy, man. I bet you it was black men, too. The standards are just dropping for us in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Shit crazy. I don't know. The gay men I follow on Insta are really fit with low body fat. Meanwhile, all the military vets I have met have bellies and soft arms. Yeah, that's fine. But if you go to of course there's going to be anomalies. But if you go to a gym, most of the men in there are not gay men. The fittest guys in there more than likely are not gay men unless you go to Vita Fitness or something like that.
No diddy, you know?
If you don't know what Vita Fitness is, then come to Washington, D.C. You'll see what I'm talking about. But most men in the gym are straight guys. So, and even still, like, a certain body type isn't going to define your sexuality. Like, that's just retarded. I'm not with that shit. The dudes who are hating are soy boys and got titties on top of titties. Can you imagine a grown man having a bigger cup size than a busty woman? No diddy. That's crazy. Shanique Grant makes most dudes look soft today. That's a woman. I got to look her up. Even gay men don't hate on theirs on their fitness grind. Absolutely. Shit, it's crazy, man. It's wild. You want to take care of yourself, you're going to have to deal with this bullshit, man. Let's keep it going, bro. Oh, fellas, what the heck? We just going to talk this one while we watch it. We're going to talk and watch this one. Fellas, if you want to go to the club and do push-ups and show off calisthenics, that's not going to get you more chicks. You see her giving the old corny dude the thumbs down.
Nope.
Fellas, what the hell is wrong with y'all? I mean, you doing this in the club, bro. First of all, bro, skinny as hell.
Nope.
What?
Bro got no muscles.
What?
And I don't know. What do you expect from this, bro? Nobody cares, especially at the club or a bar, that you can do push-ups.
What?
You showing off for chicks. No, chicks don't even care at the gym that you could do push-ups.
What?
I mean, it's getting crazy out here. And like I said, this guy clearly doesn't work out. But this right here is straight up loser corny behavior.
What?
And unfortunately, dudes like this are the reason why gym bros get a bad rap and why people look at us like we so corny.
What?
They going to associate all of us with this shit.
What?
Meanwhile, the dudes who really go to the gym in the back, they chilling. They ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
Fellas, step it up, man. The average American male just keeps getting worse and weaker and weaker and weirder and weirder.
Nope.
And weak ass niggas gonna blame women for it. But I can't stand for this. I can't defend this corny ass shit. This right here is crazy. Ain't that the calisthenics bros? Know we got some calisthenics bros in the
nope.
chat? Get y'all boy, man. Anyway, I'm killing y'all today. Yo, ninja's corny as hell, bro. What the fuck is that? Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? Handstand push-ups. What about it? What, doing it in the club? Are you asking that? That's a no-no.
Nope.
His mama didn't hug him enough as a kid. He doing push-ups to find a stepdad for his mama. Women don't really care how much you can bench press. Now, they might like how you look when you're lifting, though. Yeah, that's one thing. In fairness to bro, the thumbs down chick is mid, but yeah, this is corny. Get up off the ground, bro. And it's bad when you got mid chicks giving you the thumbs down.
Nope.
Come on, bro. Have some dignity and respect for yourself, man. Absolutely. I lied a little. I've had women look at me lifting, but I was lifting more than the average guy. Okay, talk your shit. If I was in the club, I'd be like,
oh, brother, this guy stinks.
The club floor is one of the dirtiest places on earth. He is tripping. Absolutely tripping. I do calisthenics, but come on, dude, that's mad corny. Your little bro really think these calisthenics ninjas are natty, but that's a separate conversation. Uh-oh. Who you talking about, Seth?
No.
Who you talking about, Seth? Say the at name. Who you talking about? I'm gonna just say this, man. It's so many dudes. I work out for real. Like, I really do this shit, bro. Like, I don't know if you seen my video shooting a basketball. I haven't shot a basketball in years. I haven't dunked a basketball in years. I can still dunk, still look fluid on the court. I can lift like a motherfucker. Like, I can run. I can sprint. I really do this shit, bro. I really believe that some of these I'm pretty sure some of these calisthenic ninjas is on steroids or gear or something. Because, listen, you can change your body with calisthenics, absolutely. You definitely can. But just calisthenics alone, like, come on, bro. Come on, man. Either lifting weights in the background and not telling anybody, or they on something. I'm not going to say who. Anyway, there are videos of people drinking at the gym and videos of people working out at the club. What is going on here? Weird times. The drinking at the gym shit is crazy, bro. And it's a lot of them. It's a lot of those. I just can't cover all of them. One time, old head lit a cigarette in the gym. They made him put it out. Not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
KG, was this in Philly? That's what ninjas is doing in Philly, bro.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Man, Philly, we gonna do an episode on each city with ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
DC, Baltimore, Philly. Atlanta, oh, New York for sure. We got to go up to New York. Was he of melanin descent? Had to be. See, Marty, you know I will, bro. Don't test my gangster like that. I'm chilling. Because, Seth, I already know who you talk about, bro. And listen. Listen, man. Actually, don't do it. Because I don't even want smoke with certain people. When people be sending me stuff to put on the show, I'm like, I can't even put Buddy on the show. It's going to be, they're going to take it personal. These calisthenics dudes lifting weights, which is good, but don't be deceptive with your message. Absolutely. It must be one of those budget-friendly gyms, as I never seen anyone drink liquor at the gym before. It must be like a Planet Fitness or something equivalent like that. Definitely in Philly. See? Yeah, Philly a wild place, man. But anyway, hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Black community, Ricky Smiley.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I ain't even going to go crazy about Ricky Smiley today. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. Ladies, when you have people pushing this narrative of it's okay for you to be big and they wore a dress before, don't listen to them. Any ninja that put on a dress and a wig for comedy, don't listen to them. And stop comparing yourself to these women on 600-pound life because they have a boyfriend. You got to understand how down bad these ninjas are.
Nope.
They can't get another girl. That's why they dating the 600-pounder. Stop saying, well, they got a man, too. Let's check it out, man. Because Ricky Smiley, he... Don't even get me started on him.
My 600-pound life. Y'all going to hell. Everybody that's laughing at the women on there, guess what? They got a man. Hey!
Like, who cares?
We do not care.
What does that mean?
Hey! They got a man! With your skinny single cell.
Okay.
Somebody bringing them pieces over there. Y'all saw that damn lady that took that hot skillet and plugged it up in the nightstand and laid in that bed and fried that chicken.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
That bitch.
Oh, brother.
She got all the seasonings on the headboard. She got onion powder, garlic powder.
Nah, eating in the bed is crazy.
Rico, I said, damn. Bruh, you see the episode when the lady couldn't fit in the bathroom? He had to take her outside and get her a bath. He out here washing her like she a Dodge Charger.
Yeah, just because she found somebody to wash her big ass outside don't mean you need to be big, ladies. It don't mean something wrong with you because these women got a boyfriend and you don't. Yeah, I got to cut that shit out, ladies. I mean, if you want a down bad boyfriend that bad, what's going on in your head?
Nope.
What's going on in your world?
Nope.
It's not like these ninjas turned down 8 girls and said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, let me choose the 600-pound jump.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's not what happened. I never knew that having a man, it don't matter what type of man it is, but it's a status symbol now. And that's like ladies' number one rebuttal in my comments. Oh, yeah, well, the girls on 600-pound life got a man, so who cares? A real man going to take it how I am. A real man going to love me.
Nope.
Listen, and we're going to combat that in a second. We're going to combat that in a second, right? All men are not the same. I know y'all think every man is equal, but no, it's some ninjas out here that's down bad. It's some ninjas who really got standards, and that's about it. No man who respects himself, respects his image, is going to date something like that. And the bar is in hell. Why even hold yourself? Why are you comparing yourself to her?
Nope.
Women, especially black women.
I'm not going to say y'all. What race, what people.
Y'all be the main ones talking about, oh, you got this, you got a degree, you got a house, a ninja got to bring this and that to the table. But you going to sit there and compare yourself to the girl on 600-pound life.
Nope.
As a reason for you to continue to keep big backing and getting bigger.
Big back activity.
Oh, so now the standards is low for your weight.
Big back activity.
But when it's time to apply for a new job with a higher salary, when it's time to go to grad school and get another degree, oh, now you got high standards. Make that shit make sense. Ladies, I need y'all to want better for yourselves, man. This right here is pitiful. And Ricky Smiley, like I said, he puts on dresses.
No diddy, you know.
And wigs. And sit here and act like it's okay for y'all to point that out. Talking about with your single skinny self. I know it's jokes. I know it's comedy. But it's truth in every joke. And for some reason, ladies, I love y'all. Y'all going to take the joke and apply this shit to real life. Y'all going to think he really means it. Maybe he does, but y'all going to think that shit means something. Oh, yeah, well, the girl this on 600-pound life, she got a man, so I'm good. Fuck the gym. Fuck the trainer. I'm not going back to see Marty Fit.
Nope.
He a misogynist anyway.
Nope.
He hate black women. He hate his mother.
Nope.
Y'all start saying that bullshit, and now you ain't lost no weight.
Nope.
Now you on vacation trying to hide the gut, taking pictures like this and shit. Oh, yeah, let me. Now you on the Instagram story. Neck up, that's it. You ain't gonna show the whole body. You just gonna neck up, shit. Show the little palm trees in the back behind you and shit. That's what happens. Cause you listening to Ricky Smiley ass ninjas. All right, get your ass in the gym. Eat clean. Get your meal preps. Get Nutri-Meal preps. See Marty Fit 50 as the promo code on your first purchase, 50% off. And I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going. Where we at, man? They got an enabler. Man, listen, bro. They really do. 600-pound women with $2 ninjas.
You know, black people.
No.
Ninjas.
$2 ninjas. The reason why the fit women are single is because they're not desperate. What the fuck? Cat was right about this dude. Yeah, man. I'm going to piss some people off if I go in on Ricky Smiley tonight. So I'm not going to do that. They got a man. No, they got a desperate ninja. Exactly. Oops, my bad.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But she got a man. I'd rather be skinny and single. And yes, Steph, that is crazy. But that's a lot of people's mindsets. Like, if that's your mindset, how do you think you're ever going to get fit one day? How do you think you're not going to walk around a fat ass? You're going to be a fat ass forever with that mindset. Dr. Now going to be in on those folks on my 600-pound life. Yep. Ricky Smiley should stick to role-playing sassy black grandmas instead of stand-up. Suits him better. And I absolutely agree with that. Stay in your lane, brother. Tyler Perry ass ninjas. Now, Tyler Perry got that bag, though. So, you know, hey, if it works for you, do what you do. But just understand, these ninjas have an agenda at the end of the day. That's why they making so much money. Because they putting an agenda out that harms you. And I'm not hating on them. Get your bag. But I'm just going to tell you the truth. A real man has standards and is picky. Absolutely. That woman is 400 pounds, having heart problems in her 40s and 50s, and her man divorced her. Uh-oh. Them big joints keep a man because they're easy. Just feed them and hose them off, and they good. Fit chicks got standards. Want to get dressed and go out sometimes. Hey, yo. Hosed off is crazy. Comparison is the thief of joy. Absolutely. The Anonymous Renaissance dropping the bars in here. SAG, that's true. What's up with the whole you hate your mother thing? Why do they go to that so quick? I honestly, man, I'm not sure. I don't know what that is, man. A lot of people think just because you're criticizing a black woman or, you know, going against the narrative, it means, like, if your mother's black, that you hate your mom or something. Mind you, I'm going to tell y'all this, bro. My mother, I ain't going to say she worse than me, but don't think I just grew up like this out of nowhere. My mother keep it 1,000, bro. My mother don't be on that bullshit these women be on, and that's why I am the way I am. If you know my mom in real life, shit, ask Michael Hawkins. Well, he ain't on the show today. Ask Michael Hawkins. Desperate people always end up settling or going without. Man, why would you want to compare yourself to a desperate motherfucker? It's telling that these big back women are seeking advice from a Temu Tyler Perry crossdresser with no sense of humor. Absolutely, man. What the fuck? What makes you want to listen to Tyler Perry? The ones who say you hate your mother are the ones who got daddy issues. Uh oh. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go there. Because I'm going to offend some people. Anyway. So we got Ricky Smiley. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got Ricky Smiley putting out that bullshit message. But we got a woman here. And she could be cap. She could be cap.
Stop the cap.
But she pretty much just saying, like, if you want a solid dude, you got to be in shape. Let's check it out.
Are physical creatures. I'm not telling you that your looks, your fitness, and your beauty is going to necessarily keep a man, but I'm telling you that is going to give you a better chance at becoming a wife and staying a wife. And these are just things that you should know. If you have an issue with it, this is probably not the page for you. These are probably...
Well, the rebuttal to that is, well, I see fat women married all the time. Two issues there. One, was the woman fat when they met and was the woman fat when they got married? That's the first issue. Two, if she was fat beforehand, did that ninja out of all the women on earth say, I want a fat chick? Probably not. He probably settled as well. Uh-oh.
Probably not the men for you. Because when I tell you, I've literally had clients who have told me that their man wants to divorce them because they're getting bigger. When I tell you, I have clients.
I'm not saying divorce your wife because she got bigger, but don't think it don't be in the back of ninja's head.
And these men are wealthy.
A married dude came up to me in the gym the other day and was expressing how upset he is that his wife don't even try to go to the gym. It ain't even, she won't even try. My man frustrated as hell.
When I tell you I have clients that know of men that have broken up with their girlfriends, spouses, because.
I did it before. I broke up with a girl because she kept big backing too much.
Big back activity.
And that back was getting bigger too much.
Big back activity.
Because they did not like how they let themselves go.
And that's no cap.
Stop the cap.
I hate to break it to you, ladies, but this is the tough love that we need to hear. These are things that you're going to have to do to maintain and keep these types of men. It's just, it is what it is.
Man, shout out to her for dropping bombs. She's dropping bombs, man. She's dropping bombs. And it's not just the appearance factor when it comes to this, right? It's the fact that you see somebody disciplined, they're trying, they're consistent, they got some resiliency, they got the right mindset, right? They're affecting their mental health positively. All that is attractive too. So you can say it's shallow, you can say whatever, but listen, people don't realize atrophy kicks in. People don't realize muscle decline, losing testosterone, women's bodies changing after babies. All this shit happens. And we got another video coming up towards the end of the episode. Oh no, that's another episode. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. But pretty much a video that I'm going to show probably on Wednesday is pretty much saying that the fat loss is gradual. It don't just all happen at one time. So you eat 100 calories over your calorie maintenance, right? Every day for a year, gain 10 pounds. Then you do it for another year, gain 10 more pounds. 10 years, you done gained 100 pounds.
Big back activity.
So the more you keep these bad habits up and you're not working out, right, you're not improving yourself, you're not building muscle to increase your metabolism, you're only digging yourself a bigger hole. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not attractive mentally, and it damn sure ain't attractive physically. So, ladies, your man can love you and not be attracted to you. Fellas, your lady can love you, but that don't mean she attracted to you. It's human nature. It's human nature. I'm telling you, I done seen both sides. I seen the women flirting behind the fat man's back. And I damn sure seen the men flirting behind the fat woman's back. And it's despicable on both sides. So listen, man, stay looking right for your partner, man. Don't think just because you know what I'm saying, you got the girl or you got the guy, you hit the jackpot or some shit. Jackpot your ass to the gym and get you a gym membership. All right? Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. It's good content. I'm killing y'all today, bruh. Yes, sir. Where we at? Did we read this comment? The 600 pounders got in-home space. We got to have a conversation about how the chicks who be on a protect black women kick aren't the ones who stay in shape. They need victim validation to replace their lack of self-esteem. This is a fitness podcast. But I'm going to say this, Mac. I don't want to go too far down that road. But I will say this, though. What's the woman's name who did the Me Too movement, bro? And you got to think. Actually, I'm not going to go that far. Because it's going to get carried away. All I'm going to say is that woman is not attractive. That's not a fit woman. A lot of women, they replace their lack of fitness. They replace their lack of upkeep. They replace their lack of doing things to improve their mental health with stuff like that. To occupy themselves because they ain't busy. They don't have much going on, so they need something. And that victimhood shit is like what fulfills them because they not working on real shit in real life. If I'm wrong, let me know. Ladies, if I'm offending you, let me know. But I think I know a little bit of what the fuck I'm talking about. And ain't nobody going to say that shit because people scared to say it, but I ain't scared to say it. The ones that say you hate your mother do not know their fathers, but then again, this is a fitness podcast. Another topic for another day. The change in appearance is one thing. The pattern of watching your wife eat and sit around while you work out will make you fall out of love. It definitely will, especially if you on top of your shit. You on top of your shit, you like, damn, nigga, I'm putting the work in, I'm... Feel me? Especially if the guy, if he paying most of the bills, he working and getting in the gym and probably got a side hustle and doing shit. And you gotta come home to that. She ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Only time she cook is she putting the shit in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
She taking a shot of oil.
Put it in the oil.
She got oily big ass back.
Put it.
I'm just saying, bro, that should have drive a nigga crazy. I'll definitely break up with a woman if she got too damn fat. I don't care. This is my thing, man. And it ain't no problem with that. Of course, that's my opinion. But would women hold women accountable if they left a fat man? Would women be like, oh, you should have stayed with that fat man? Y'all already know the answer to that. So I don't want to hear shit when the fellas do the same shit. We all know Unk got the last smash in those greasy pockets before leave. Hey, yo. Let me rephrase that. I'll break up with her if she got too damn fat and she didn't try to change. All right, I could rock with that too. Women realize that people will negatively judge men for how their woman looks. They don't, bro. It's kind of crazy, but at the end of the day, Shorty represents you. Absolutely. This is all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say names.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And I'm not going to say race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But I know. I know fit men whose wives do not go to the gym. And people talk about that shit. And people always ask, why is he with her? Why is he he in the gym? He around all these fit women? Why is he with her? It happens. So, ladies, understand that, too. I know nowadays they probably tell women, make your husband look dumb. But if you want your husband out here looking dumb, stay fat. And I know it's going to be encouragement. Who cares what a ninja thinks? Who cares what they say about your man?
Nope.
He's just a man. Ladies, that's not a good look.
Nope.
That's not a good look. And don't think you, especially if he making bread and he fit, don't think it ain't other women knocking at the door.
Nope.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't condone no cheating, but humans are humans. Don't think that, ladies. Don't think that just because you got the ring or the commitment. Dating is like getting hired. You got to have the qualifications to even get the interview. And then fitness, friendliness, femininity are what gets you hired. Similar thing happens for men. It's just like work, especially if you got a sales job. We don't give a fuck what you did last week.
Nope.
What your sales look like this week? What are you completing this week? We don't care what you did last month. What this month looking like? Okay, you had a good month 3 months ago. We still got payroll. We got bills. We got to pay people off. We got to pay investors. You bringing money to the business or what? Same shit. I had a woman show me pics of her obese years before she met me. She lost the weight, and she told me the difference in men she attracted was night and day. Not to shit on my black men, because I ain't got nothing but love for my brothers. But you're going to attract. So you're going to go from attracting the men telling you to stay thick, telling you to keep your ass fat, don't lose your fat, I promise you, are going to be different, and they're going to be lower tier men than the ones who's encouraging you to be fit. They're going to be two different type of men. And if you think about it, what men would you want to be the father of your kids? I rest my case. That's all I'm going to say. This is a fitness podcast, but we keep it real on here. We're going to keep it 1,000. Nobody wants to talk about how erectile dysfunction is really just him not being attracted to the folds and stirring the grits arms. Whew. Man. Oh, man. Oh, that's a man. Can't say you're lying. KRS-II started the Me Too movement.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
KRS-II. Hey, that's the funniest shit I've seen in a minute, bro. KRS-II. Sometimes, Seth, because I know overweight and obesity cause that too. Yep. Tarana Burke with the big nose. She nosy. She knows it all. She's DeMar DeNosen. She's the nosing one. We are supposed to take them as they are, all 300 pounds plus, but they are entitled to clown on guys who are under 6 feet. It's crazy. I side-eye people who say relationship weight is okay, because what do you mean all you do is eat and gain weight together? They didn't look like that when they got together. Yo. 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 I can't fucking stand the term relationship weight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've gotten into some heated debates with clients about that shit. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't even have those type of clients anymore, because that shit used to irk my nerves. She did look crater face bulldog. That's why she started it, but wasn't the face of me too. Oh, okay. Y'all funny as shit. Shy, their fathers probably manage their OnlyFans accounts and they don't know it. Yo, I heard of that. Yo, I've heard of these girls having their dads manage their OnlyFans account and living off the OnlyFans money, bruh. These fucking cuck-ass dads. Oh. Another topic for another day, man. And sometimes buddy side hustle be the cute, light, bright single mother, but this is a fitness podcast. Ooh. But real talk, ain't no woman going to stay with a dude who got titties bigger than them and nor who's ass clapping louder than hers. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even want to read that, but I read it. That's crazy. That's insane, bruh. Doesn't the Bible say the woman is the glory of the man? Gotta bring the best for each other. Absolutely. You find it funny how women that in relationships with men they actually find attractive are not the ones complaining about how bad men are. The truth always hurts. Slim fit women don't have issues. Yep. Tarana knows best. She's a knows-it-all. I can't stand when people say that, but they are happy and content. Speaking about couples who have become fat together, DeMar DeRozan. Anytime I met a black woman or any woman, regardless of race, that is happy in a relationship and is sexually attracted to her man, are always happy. Yep. Tarana Burke looks like she breathes all the air in the room. She take a deep breath. Head ass. They just be mad as shit when she take a deep breath. I really don't care about a father managing his daughter's OnlyFans. Nah, I think that's crazy, bro. That's just wild to me. Tarana Burke's favorite Destiny's Child song is Lose My Breath. That's what I get for typing too fast. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep it going. Hey, fellas. Fellas, don't get fooled out here by these leggings, man. These girls be posting these pics and leggings. You know, sometimes it might be in the gym. Sometimes it might be outside of the gym. Don't get catfished out here. Let's check it out.
These fucking leggings are fucking crazy. I wasn't going to buy them because I was like, there's no fucking way they're going to fit on a girl like me. I'm a size 2X, but I had to size down to a size 16 because everyone said you size down one, so you're extra snatch. I was like, there's no way this shit can actually snatch me down. They created the show Catfish just about these fucking leggings. Look, so this is my belly. So I bought these hoping they...
That's a crazy belly.
Belly, belly?
Watch the leggings, though. Watch the leggings.
Could make me look skinny, tough. Look at this fucking shit. Ready? Ready?
Watch the leggings.
Look at this. Look at this fucking shit.
Now look.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Some of y'all ninjas would definitely pull up on that. God damn! Some of y'all ninjas would pull up in her DM. God damn! If you saw that, you wouldn't even know that her belly looked like this.
Look skinny, tough. Look at this fucking shit. Ready? Ready?
Y'all would not know that her belly... Look like this, man.
Down. They created the show Catfish just about these fucking leggings. Look, so this is my belly. So I bought these.
So she said, this is my belly, and she ended up getting here. Don't get fooled out here, fellas. And this is the danger of y'all thirsty-ass, nasty ninjas talking about, oh, yeah, but I like it thick. Okay. Yeah, you like it thick, all right. But when she take them leggings off, it's going to go right back to this.
Like snatch me down. They created the show Catfish just about these fucking leggings. Look, so this is my belly. So I bought these.
Y'all want me to make that a sound too? But that's what happens, fellas, when y'all nasty ass, thirsty ass ninjas give y'all input.
Look at this. Look at this fucking shit. Where'd she go? And then wait, okay, I'm gonna give you a bonus. Look at
and look,
this.
Look, that's all she gotta
this
do.
This is wild.
This all she gotta do is just show y'all some ass. All she gotta do is show y'all a fat ass and y'all ninjas losing y'all minds.
God damn.
Pulling up in the DM, calling her a queen.
Damn.
Telling her she don't need to go to the gym.
Damn.
And ladies, don't fall into this shit.
Damn.
If you built like her and got a belly like that.
Damn.
Don't listen to no ninja telling you that. You on path for a poor lifestyle.
Look at this. This is wild. I've never owned leggings in another color other than black because the leggings have made me feel so self-conscious, but these leggings make you feel so amazing that I bought them in other colors. And if you're a big girl who's afraid of colors, you know that's a big fucking deal. These leggings have inspired the show Catfish and the song Bananas from Gwen Stefani. Just had to tell you about them if you were on the fence, because I was on the fence. Now I'm over the fucking fence. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Guys, it's a dangerous world out here. It's dangerous out here. Don't get fooled, man. Don't get fooled, fellas. Real talk. It's crazy out here. Let's keep it going, man.
Excuse me.
I think Wicked Scorpion has OnlyFans from that comment. Yeah, I don't care if a dad manages the OnlyFans account as Ninja. She take a deep breath, everybody suffocates. Isn't she the woman you reacted to last Friday? Did I react to her last Friday? It could be. Me too, Shorty, a.k.a. Nosy O'Donnell, Amber Nose. Hey, yo, Amber Nose. Oh, man. Is that the fourth hole? Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
Strike three, you're out.
Fourth hole, you're out of here, buddy. Get this ninja up out of here. That's crazy. Somebody arrest this ninja. I can tell by her arm she's fat. Facts. This is great fodder for Wicked Scorpion's ranting about Chunk Funk and Fupa's. Facts. It's crazy how the big girls always want to look small, but then be bragging about they weight.
We do not care.
We know damn well that y'all ass wish y'all was smaller. Y'all hear how Becky with the belly swear like a sailor, man? I'm telling you, that ain't no belly. That's a beanbag couch. Spider Mo just follow her on IG. He definitely did. Trials of a Catfish Chaser. Why are fat girls afraid of colored leggings? Probably gonna show that belly more. That's all frostbite. If I like that thickness, the next thing I check is the chin. Usually a dead giveaway to the truth. It's always gonna be a giveaway. Arms. Another one is the cankles. If you look at that ankle and get up to that calf, it ain't no type of definition. Yeah, it's a big joint. Look at them triceps. Look at them shoulders. Look at that upper back. Put the fork down. Get your ass in the gym. I know when you peel them leggings off, that cat is going to roar like Mufasa. Built like pizza dough. Keith C., what up, champ? Women got black magic now, literally. Illusions to have Negroes in a spell.
God damn!
She says she's over the fence. I think she bent the fence.
Damn!
All facts, man. I'm killing y'all. Let's keep this thing going. We're almost done. We got a trainer, Coach Tanner. What's his name? Tanner Shuck. He's going on a rant saying, you ain't supposed to be fat. Let's check it out, man. If I can find the video. There it is.
It's not okay to be fat. It's not okay. It's not healthy. It's not good for your bones. It's not good for your joints. Facts. It's not good for your internal organs. It's not good for your overall health.
It's not good for society.
No, it's not. It's not Facts. Okay to be fat. The sooner you realize that, the healthier and happier you will be. No one's born fat, bro. Like, that's the thing. No one has to be fat. Obesity is unequivocally a choice.
Man, if that ain't cooking, I don't know what is. Listen. Obesity is clearly a choice, even if you were unaware, even if you were uneducated on what you were doing was detrimental to you, if you were unaware, you know, that this will cause you to be fat, this will cause your body to decline. Listen, it is not okay. But the beauty of it is you can do something about it. You can get some help. You got, if you need coaching, let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. See Marty Fit on Instagram. If you can't pay me, you can follow me. You can follow a lot of other people dropping fitness knowledge. You got YouTube, TikTok, ChatGPT. It's a new one I just found out about, Claude or Cloud or something. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But you got access to all this information out here. This shit is not okay. It's not healthy. It's a reason we are the biggest backers we ever been in society.
Big back activity.
We got so much propaganda telling you it's okay.
Big back activity.
And then people end up regretting it as they get older, man. And what's crazy is if you do go to the gym, you're still a one percenter. So, man, do what you need to do to level up and make your life better and stop listening to this bullshit. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco. Black people will say the science and obesity stats don't apply to them. The math is racist.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I told y'all the other day when I said black women believe every stat, whether that's they buy more houses than black men, they the most educated, they got more degrees than black men. They believe everything until you tell them about that weight.
Big back activity.
They believe everything but that music. And I love y'all, and the men too. Men too, they the same way. They believe all it's about is getting the bag. But when you tell them they value as a man is lower because they walk around like this. They don't believe that. Where we at in these comments? I've seen that dude before for a guy named Tanner. He looks super intense all the time. Yeah, he triggers a lot of people on Instagram. Black people say it's genetics.
I'm not going to say what race, what
yeah,
people.
That's got to be the most fucking retarded excuse I've ever heard in my life. The Chunk Funk Army is getting crazier by the day. I hate when people think it's not a choice. Like, you don't choose what you eat and choose not to lift. Yeah. And even if you live in a quote-unquote food desert, black neighborhood, whatever, it's still a choice. You're still choosing to go to the fucking drive-thru. You're still choosing to do all this bullshit. Right. Even if you didn't know better, it is still a choice. You could have eaten something else. They want to be like us, but they don't want to do the work. That back pain when you're heavy is no joke. That's motivating enough. People need to take one trip overseas, especially these countries that have universal health care. And all the people in those countries are thin. I'm just saying, all facts. When I was in Army basic training, I witnessed at least 3 obese dudes lose weight in the span of 2 months. There is no excuse. Yeah, bro. Bro, when I was in college and dudes were overweight and they didn't hit the weight they were supposed to be at, oh, they lost that weight quick. They lost that weight quick because the punishment, if you didn't hit that weight, them college coaches don't give a fuck. Oh, yeah, you could lose the weight, bro. I wish America had universal health care. It's too much money in health care, man. Ain't happening. We civilize and industrialize nowadays. We create laziness. Think about how many options people have to avoid being fat, and they choose to do nothing or take Ozempic. And then continue the same shit after Ozempic, the same fucking habits and lifestyle. Make it make sense. We got one more video. This girl here is talking about your heart efficiency if you're fat. Let's check it out.
The fitter you are, the less our heart needs to pump. So you've probably heard of resting heart rate.
Resting heart rate. How do you increase your how do you increase this? By building muscle. How do you decrease it? Building muscle, staying active, cardio, eating cleaner.
The fitter you are, the lower your resting heart rate. Mine is, well, in Australia it was 45, but if you've got a resting heart rate
super
of
low.
I would say 55 to 60, it's okay.
You're good.
We've got Tour de France athletes who have got like a resting heart rate of 38. That means their heart is so efficient, it is so strong, that every time it pumps so strong that it ejects enough blood for the entire body.
And this is something that people don't think about. And if you remember when I was on the episode with Alan Roberts, he talked about this, basically saying if you're fat, your heart efficiency, it's not going to pump enough blood to where it needs to go. Your body's going to struggle to pump that blood out. So you think about a big back.
Big back activity.
Walking up a flight of steps. Why are they struggling? Because their heart is beating so fast. Or why are they about to catch a heart attack? Their heart's beating so fast that they have to slow down. They have no choice but to slow down, right? And they doing the simplest things, heart beating fast. That means your heart isn't efficient, right? Your heart isn't pumping the blood smoothly and thoroughly how it's supposed to. So the science is out there. You can't even argue the shit at this point. Byzantine Ladybug, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Brand new here. Hope you like the show. Make sure you hit the like button and welcome. Cardio can help. Cardio can absolutely help. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Cardio can absolutely help. When you have too much mass, you're overworking your heart, which can lead to heart failure, sleep apnea, and a bunch of other issues. Absolutely. My resting heart rate is usually in the 50 to 60 range, and I have great blood pressure. I believe it. I'm trying to get my resting heart rate to below 60. I have to run more, but I hate distance running. Yeah, man. And even if you're not, if you don't want to do a long distance, just work your way up. Like, all right, I'm going to run 2 minutes straight. I'm going to run 3 minutes straight, five minutes straight, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. And you could just build yourself up like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you don't have to do a 5K or a 10K unless you want to, obviously. But yeah, you can start slow and work your way up, man. So listen, man, fire episode right there, bro. Definitely fire episode, man. Got some good talking, man. Good balance, good mix of education, entertainment, you know, being funny, a little bit of everything today, man. That was amazing. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit here on YouTube where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And listen, you see the motto right here, Less Brunches, More Crunches. Go ahead, cop you a shirt. Link is below on YouTube to the website. I got leggings for the ladies. I got tanks as well. I need to put my tank link up there. But listen, man, I definitely appreciate y'all. And this podcast is going to keep growing. We got Nutri-Meal Preps. Excuse me, shout out to them, but I partner with them. 50% discount code, CMartyFit50. The link is in the description on your first order. If you want to order your meal preps, you're tired of cooking on Sundays, you're tired of stressing, you're tired of going to the grocery store, meal prep Sundays, they deliver right to your door. And if you're interested in coaching, you know, obviously DM me for one-on-one coaching. I also got my school community where I'm dropping a lot of gems in there. You know, not as personalized, but you can still get some great info in there, man. So anyway, man, like I said, another fire episode. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Jumping rope is excellent form of cardio, especially those weighted ropes. All facts. What about leggings for the men for Wicked Scorpion? Y'all funny as hell, bruh. Hey, look, I'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Might be 8 o'clock, depending how my day goes. But I will be here either one. You'll get the notification. And appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Wednesday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.